you know? It would be impossible to do it. So I don't know how that's going to work out. But in the meantime, I'm null and void completely. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
What did I miss?
Oh, we just talked about you, Phil.
Hi, Jason. What's going on with you? Are you open in your new facility?
Yeah. Let's just say that I'm open legally with being open illegally. Does that make any sense at all?
No. Say it again.
I'm open legally but illegally. The gyms are not slated to be open in North Carolina yet, but our wonderful governor, being the brilliant man that he is, put out an executive order that started that if you were a sponsored scholarship or professional athlete, you could be in the gym. People with disabilities raised hell about it. He said, okay, if you're handicapped or disabled, you can also be in the gym. Or if you have a medical prescription, you can be in the gym. Well, the Americans with Disabilities Act and HIPAA privacy laws prevent us from asking for that information. So if you walk in the gym, we have to assume that your doctor told you to be here. So we are open legally, but technically we're not supposed to be open, but they can't shut us down. Yeah. So it's kind of a crapshoot. A lot of the big commercial gyms like Planet Fitness and stuff are choosing not to open, and the smaller gyms are opening.
But nobody's coming after you right now. And
well, somebody came after me, yeah.
they did.
Yeah. The cops showed up here last Tuesday, and you would have thought I was running a drug cartel out of here. It ended up being the entire police force and the chief of police, and they ended up taking the letters to the DA that I presented them from the state attorney general, and the chief came back later on that afternoon, and the news called, and wanted to do a story about me being open because of all the trials and tribulations I've gone through. And I said, well, I don't know, let me ask the chief. And I asked him. He said, well, I don't care what they report on. I said, yep, chief, if you're getting ready to cite me and shut me down again, it's going to be a whole different news story. So I want to make sure we're talking about the right thing here. He just left.
So how is that affecting your members? Are they affected by it, or they're just showing up happy are open?
One of my members is a doctor, and he when it came out in the news that it was that way, he told me to send an email out and have everybody meet him at the gym, and he'd write scripts for everybody. So he literally came in and did a two-minute evaluation, kept records, and wrote everybody a prescription. And So I've got everybody covered in that manner. But most of them are just don't give a shit. They're just happy to be in the gym, and I am busy as I can be. I have literally signed up clients that I have not had since the first Be Better group.
Really?
They have come back since I went to the island, yeah.
Wow. And Tony, going to the other extreme, where are you at?
Well, I just checked out. We're at the end of phase one, looking to convert to phase two. And phase one says ability to open with restriction. And the restriction basically is it's got to be remote distance so you can stream. And phase two, they haven't really revealed as yet.
What does that mean, remote distance so you can stream? What does that mean?
So that means I can do what I'm doing now. I mean, I can basically, like, you can go to your facility if you're streaming your classes and, like, you know, your clients are doing it on Zoom, or you can.
But you can't have clients come into the facility?
Correct. Hmm. So you can be in the facility to do that, but you can't be in there, you know, with clients. And it says, you know, and it specifically says even personal training.
Right.
Wow.
Troy, what about you?
I've been open for about 4 weeks on a very small level, just private clients. And then this week I started group classes, which is a circuit-style class, but everyone's 6 feet apart, and they don't get on any equipment without me wiping things down. They all have their own tubes for their exercise bands. They carry that around with them for the exercise.
I'm hearing some noise. I don't know if that's from Troy. I think not, though. It's either Jason or Tony. Can you guys mute? Okay, go ahead, Troy.
Yeah, so that's worked out well, but I only brought 6 people in because originally we could have 10 people in a building, not right. a training facility, but, you know, just generally speaking. And I just assumed that that would be safe. And, you know, we've got every other cleaning system going. So really over the top. And it's worked. The people that are there, I only invited number ones back. You know, when I sent out the
right.
one, two, or three, I only
yep.
invited ones. And it's been going great. They're very excited, very happy to be there. They're respectful of all the processes that we're doing. And it's going well. We're just keeping it quiet.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I have to tell you, you know how I feel about this, that I don't speak publicly through my business about any opinions. Just kind of follow the rules, and we do what we're supposed to do, and I never take sides. But last weekend, I went down to Delray Beach, and really there's this place that sells these really good acai bowls, and I just wanted to go get one, and I just wanted to go somewhere. So we went down to this place, and people are wearing masks, and they're far apart, and the tables are outdoors, you know, so it was fine. The workers were wearing masks. But then I drove into Delray Beach down Atlantic Boulevard, which is, you know, usually jamming with people, and it was jamming with people, and I didn't see masks. I didn't see anything. I saw crowds hanging around bars. And I went down to the actual beach, and it was jam-packed, and there were, like, you know, groups of kids just playing together. And I have to be honest, it bothered me a little bit. I didn't feel like, yay, everybody. I really felt like getting up there and going, hey, idiots. You know, like, it's not free and clear right now. So I know people have such, you know, pendulum kind of feelings about this, where everybody out there just, it was business as usual. It was nothing going on. And I was just kind of thinking, just looking, I'm going, imagine if that one kid right there brought the virus to the beach, you know, he's talking to her and she's laughing on her and look how this thing is spreading. So it really is bizarre. But my honest feeling is I don't think everybody should just return to normal. I think the social distancing is important. I think the cleaning is good. I think it makes people feel more secure. So I think we all have to choose our own path as we go with our businesses, because what we can't do is just shut down. We can't do it. The apprehension that I kind of don't speak very often is, what if there is a real outbreak and then everybody has to shut down again? That's the scary part. So I think even just in fear of that, let's be cautious. But it sounds to me like you guys are very aware of what you're doing, and you're not just doing things randomly. The people that I saw were just doing things randomly, like complete ignorance of any risk. And that concerns me a little bit. Do you guys have any feelings about that?
I would agree.
Well, again,
with what I just said.
Say it again, Troy.
Oh, I just said I would agree with what you said.
Yeah.
Be cautious, aware, you know, take caution, yeah.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's really hard to keep a 16-year-old in the house, especially when she just got her driver's license, and maintain sanity. Like, really, and I'm not joking about that. I just think, like, you're going to make kids crazy if everybody's locked up. You know, my poor parents haven't left their house. So I don't think we should be prisoners. I really don't. But I also don't think we have to go so far the other way that it's like, no, no masks, no anything. Just go where you want. No social distancing. And it baffles me. It really does. I don't fully understand it. Tony, you were going to say?
I believe that I'm in a different position than everybody. I mean, things in New York, I have, from what I've been told, we used to have the highest level of infection. We have the level of infection. But I do think that people are being kind of cavalier with the whole thing, to be honest with you. And but I honestly believe at this stage of the game, that my business in particular should be open. Okay, as a matter of fact, I just looked up the phase two. Gyms, fitness centers, and exercise classes, except for remote services, should remain closed. So that's where I am. So I'm not in phase two.
Yes.
It just released today because it's supposed to go effective. On Monday. So if I look at my situation and I'm saying, I'm a 900-square-foot, one-to-one. I could understand where I'm being told that I shouldn't be able to have a fitness class.
But as far as if I'm doing one-to-one training and I can maintain six-foot distance, I should be able to do that, especially if I'm able to control it. But, I mean, that's too much thinking to ask the government to do.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, you're one business. Of, can you imagine what the mayor or governor is dealing with from every type of business? So it's really hard. And I just think that, you know, we have to navigate it to the best of our ability. But I really think it's a mistake to go too far either way. So that's how I'm, I think, coaching people and my staff and everybody. I was going to tell you that I fired a spin instructor. Because she came in, her husband's a doctor, and she's a doctor's wife. And how do I know that? Not just because her husband's a doctor, because every time she starts her class, she says, I'm a doctor's wife, and I know, it always starts that way. That's always the beginning of her class. So I had a staff meeting throughout this. I had many staff meetings. And I said, guys, what we cannot do is fear-mongering. And I, you know, whatever your opinions are politically, you don't bring it here. And we are a positive place. We're not foolish, but we don't talk about, you know, the fear and the gloom and the doom. We never do that here. On the other hand, we don't condemn anybody who feels that way. We just don't bring it up in the club. Okay, so, you know, they've seen every email we sent out, every presentation we did. Everything is very concerned but positive. So she starts the class the other day, and I had a new team that I just hired. I just hired four new trainers. And we're sitting out there about to do the training, and she goes, okay, everybody, and plus the fact everybody, we took out bikes, so everybody's really far apart, and there's, I think, eight people in the class. And she goes, okay, everybody, I hope you could hear me through my mask. Can you hear me? And they go, yeah. And she's got a microphone on. And she goes, all right. She goes, well, listen, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Florida's going to be the next epicenter. And if we really look at the odds, probably one out of every eight people is going to get really sick and maybe die. So looking around the room, one of you is probably going to die. I'm going, I cannot believe she's saying this. And she's just going on. My husband's a doctor, and he understands infection, and this thing spreads. And that's why I'm wearing my mask, and you guys have to wear your mask all the way through this class. If anybody takes their mask off, they have to leave here immediately. And she's reprimanding them, and they just came to take a spin class. So I called her over, and I said, listen, you know that we can't do fear-mongering. And she goes, well, my husband's a doctor. I said, you know what? Go home to your doctor husband and don't come back. But so that's what I have to manage is the extremes either way. It's horrible. I mean, what a horrible thing to say to people. One of you will be dead. I know because I'm a doctor's wife. I just couldn't believe it. So, yeah, it is a crazy, crazy, crazy time. Okay, anybody have anything specific they want to talk about? I sent you guys a spreadsheet. Now, in the weeks to come, I'm going to send you much more complex spreadsheets and proformas and numbers. But I just wanted to introduce something to you. Discuss it very loosely today. And for those of you who like it and are interested, I'm going to develop this new model of a fitness center. And I'm planning on launching it first week of October. I'm telling you that because you're free to do it with me. I will share every piece of this with you. No secrets, and it's not 100% crystallized yet. But based on everything that's been happening, I see massive opportunity. Again, I'm not blind to what's happening now. And if we hit another wave, now we got to be prepared for that. But what I am seeing is a real change in awareness. I am seeing people understanding the word immunity. I'm seeing people respond more to this concept of inflammation being threatening to your life. People have heard the word cytokines. And now people are going to me, you told me about that. I'm like, yeah. So suddenly it's sort of this awakening of what is possible. So in looking at this model, and in staying only conceptual and in sharing that I'm going to launch this first week of October, and you guys certainly don't have to, I want to say this. I believe the income potential for this model has no limit. I believe if you open one, you could probably open a second one in about 8 months. Who's got noise? Tony? Sounds like a vacuum or something in the back.
Nah, it's not me. I'm
Jason?
Should.
Okay, it's gone. So whoever just muted, that's where it was coming from. So let's start with this. In this model, in this type of facility, what is the mission? And I'm going to give you three words that I've been using in Biohackers, but they are coming with me. Regenerate, restore, recover. There's a fourth word that I use, and that is recomp, which means recomposition, recompose. But regenerate, the entire platform is built upon the amazing concept that we can regenerate. Now, I've shared this concept in seminars, and I talk about the sea star, which I used to call a starfish, until I met a marine biologist in the audience who yelled at me and said, it is not a fish, it is a sea star. So from now on, I call it a sea star. But I talk about how the sea star can regenerate a limb and how it is literally programmed through DNA to replicate that limb precisely. And then I talk about a newt, how the newt could lose a limb, and it's a lot more sophisticated than just the star. It has fingers or toes, depending on whatever those are at the end of the limb, and it grows back. And then I talk about the fact that we can regenerate. We regenerate blood cells. We regenerate bone cells. If you break a bone, if it's positioned properly, new cells form and the bone heals just the way it was before. If you scrape your skin and you have an abrasion, most cases a year down the road, you can't even identify where it was because you regenerated skin. If something happens to your liver and you lose a piece of it, that piece grows back. So if we understand the magic of that, if we understand the awe we should be in, that our bodies have this innate power, we should stop looking external. That's the message. Has anybody heard about metformin recall? Metformin is a big, 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 big moneymaker. Does anybody know what it is prescribed for?
Diabetes,
I think,
right?
Diabetes, correct. So this is interesting. There is a compound that is sometimes found in water, and the EPA has an issue with it, and they have to monitor the levels and make sure that it's not at levels that is causing cancer. And the compound is abbreviated as NDMA. It's a really, really long name that you've seen on things, and it's dimethyl nitrosamine, I believe. Dimethyl nitrosamine.
Good, it wasn't just me.
Oh.
We must have lost Phil. I thought I lost you guys.
No. I heard like a little sound.
Everything faded out on me, and then you guys came back with no Phil.
Huh.
And knowing Phil, he's just steadily talking away.
Of course.
I'm
texting him now.
I was going to say I'll text him if nobody else has got pulled up yet.
Yeah, I just sent him a text.
Anybody want to lay 5-1 that he was steadily texting or steadily talking?
Lightning
storm,
power surge.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Did you guys get the text from him? Hello?
Yeah. Note.
So there's a lightning storm and a power surge. He'll call back and as soon as he gets restarted.
All right. No, okay.
So I guess we'll just wait.
Oh, so we should wait on the line then?
I would think so.
All right.
Hey Tony, I think you were in the middle of talking with me earlier, and we got cut off with Bill Checkin. Do you have anything else you wanted to like wrap that up or finish it up?
I mean, yeah. Well, I said it when he spoke to me. Anyway, it was about the fact that you know I don't know, you know, I don't know where we're going from here. Because it still says that, you know, that, and, that's basically where I am.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to continue, you know, my remote training and then see what happens. Are you still paying your rent? Are you still paying
yes.
full rent?
You know, the guy, my landlord gave me 2 months at half rent. Which was fine because I was doing enough online training to cover that, so it worked out perfectly. And now that I'm back,
gotcha.
I'm still at about 50%, but I can cover the rent, so I'm good.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm with you, though. Just it's been interesting the way that they're deciding what can and can't, you know, and personal training, you can easily stay 6 feet away and you can do everything that needs to be done to be safe, but still they
right.
sickness. Very unfortunate.
Yeah, exactly, because as I'm looking through the guidelines, I'm like, I can manage these guidelines very easily.
Yeah.
Because, yep. I, you know, and again, I understand that they're dealing with a whole bunch of different businesses and all, but... You know, when I look at them, it says fitness gyms, fitness centers, and exercise classes, except for remote training and services. And it's like, wow, you know, that's a broad tool. And I understand, like, I'm really niched and nuanced, and you know, but if I have to wait for when they open, like, you know, Retro Fitness or Planet Fitness, and you know, I'm a completely different business than them.
Right.
Hey, Tony.
We're still doing
that. Hey, Tony. That's what led me. Uh-oh, are we back?
No, it's just me.
I was going to say to Tony, that's what made me contact my representatives, you know, and just talk
right.
with them and see where they were at. And because of the difference, the nuance, the uniqueness, they can't give me approval, but... They basically
right.
said you're as safe as you can be. So,
and the truth of the matter is, right now, because of everything that's happening in New York with the police and all, I don't see the police doing much of anything, to be honest with you. I wouldn't abuse it, but let's say if I was going to see an early client or two. I could probably do it without even having an issue. Because even on the commercial location where I am, I have a liquor store, which has been deemed essential, which is
right.
open every day, all day long.
Yep.
And what else do I have? I have a Subway shop, which is, they're hurting. But no
hey, guys, I'm back.
Anyway.
Hey, Phil.
Hey. Crazy rainstorm, lightning storm going on right now, so... Hopefully
yeah,
it won't happen again.
We had the same thing here. We had hail earlier.
Yeah. So, okay, I don't know where I got cut off, but I was talking about metformin, and there is a compound that is found in water. It's actually a byproduct, I think, of the chlorination process when they add chlorine. And they're always watching the levels of it. And if it's too high, then they have to fix it. Every once in a while, it shows up in something other than water because water is a part of whatever is being made. And it often shows up in medications, and then the medications are recalled, pulled from the market, and then they have to reassess them. And metformin just got pulled because I think it was four different manufacturers, maybe more, had super high levels of this compound. So did you guys hear about it?
No.
Of course not. So isn't that interesting? That's amazing. It's one of the most commonly prescribed drugs that is now containing high levels of a proven carcinogen, which also happens to be hepatotoxic, and you don't hear about it. It's crazy to me. But anyway, so this is what goes on, and this is why I'm saying when we recognize the ability of the human body to regenerate, we recognize the ability of the human body to heal. If we can help people understand the power they already have and get them away from drugs, then they don't have to worry about shit like this. Like, honestly, it's absurd. The drug is not helping anyone get rid of the disease. And now it turns out that it has a carcinogen and people don't even hear about it. I mean, you could look it up. It's there. It's an FDA recall, but no publicity at all. Now, here's what will happen. Probably 3 years from now, some legal firm will bring a class action suit. But by then, the manufacturers will have changed the name of the drug, or they'll say it's been fixed, or it was a particular batch. So this is what people are relying on. They're not protected. They're at greater risk because they're relying on drugs to help them survive. So today, Ariel just did an outtake of somebody who went through the 21-day program. Her name is Martha. I never met her, but Ariel shared her intake with me, and I was shocked how many medications this woman was on and how many things she'd been diagnosed with. Her symptoms checklist score, I think, was 71. Her blood sugar medicated was 130. I don't remember off the top of my head, but here we are 21 days later. She's off her medication. Her blood sugar goes between 70 and 90. She checks it every single day. She's off pretty much all the medication. She doesn't have any of the conditions she was diagnosed with. So we look at that, and this is one person. I mean, I can give you so many stories of this. We have what works. I just want you guys to realize it, because if you think that all we have is exercise because we're personal trainers, you're kind of missing the whole point. What has evolved over the last 10 years, 15 years of my career is I've landed in this place where I understand the medical field. I've met doctors and I understand their business practices. I speak in medical conferences. I understand where the industry is flawed. And with the tools that I was given through education over the years, I figured out how we can reverse disease, and you guys have that same exact thing. So, you know, going through the 55 days, it was just a reminder of how unified we can be. And I just feel like, okay, this is the true value, so let's create a facility that is built around the true value. So regenerate, restore. What do you restore? The innate healing power that you always had. Because medicine doesn't teach you that. We will teach you that. And recover. So when we're talking about immune system and we're talking about parasympathetic recovery system, that's the innate power. So this doesn't mean that if somebody calls and says, can you help me get ready for a figure show or a fitness show, we would say no. Of course, we would help anybody who has a fitness need, but this is where the hungry market is right now. It's very different than other fitness facilities. I see the scramble. I see the scramble to create virtual. I see how everybody's trying to outsmart Peloton right now, make cheaper bikes, offer different subscriptions. I see what's going on. Nobody's going in this direction. And even if they wanted to, they don't have the strategy. They don't have the program. They don't have the solution. So regenerate, restore, recover. And then I also mentioned recompose, which means get rid of body fat. But the reason I don't put that in there is because lots of people are making that promise. Lots of people are targeting that market. So what is our mission? We help American adults find betterment, reverse disease, and rediscover optimal health. it probably sounds a little generic, but that's because we're so used to speaking to the fitness market. I'm speaking to the 65%. Help American adults find betterment, reverse disease, and rediscover optimal health. So who is this for? People who are overweight, people who have low energy, people who have REMAS, people who have been permanently medicated, people who have been diagnosed with chronic disease, or people who have chronic disease and have not yet been diagnosed. So right there, we're at probably 78% of people. Seriously, it's a massive market. Now, what can we do that others can't? I send you guys an email with a slide from one of my presentations that says what works. Do you have it?
Yep.
So when you look at this, here's the context that I share it with when I'm speaking to a medical audience. I ask the doctors what the intervention is for, and I go through the chronic diseases. And then I talk about inflammation, and then I talk about CRP, and I ask the doctors if they typically check CRP with their chronic disease patients, and they acknowledge that they don't. Then I show the study that shows that 51% of people hospitalized for heart attacks, 14,000 people in the study, 51% had normal cholesterol, 100% had elevated CRP. Why don't they check CRP? And that's when they start to realize that, yeah, the whole industry that they're in is kind of flawed and missing the mark. So now they're prime and ready, and I go, guys, I'm going to show you what the solution is, and I build it up, like it's going to be a pill or a drug or something. I build it up, and I go, here's the solution, and then I show them that slide, and they sit there like dumbfounded because they can't do it. How could they do all this? Look at it. We have to help people change their nutrient intake. Well, number one, doctors haven't really learned that. And number two, how could they do it with a sheet of paper that they hand them? We have to reduce stress load and change the communication between the hypothalamus, the pituitary, and the adrenals. We have to improve the parasympathetic recovery system. We have to fix the microbiome. Now, there's nobody in the room who disagrees with this. Nobody goes, oh, no, this isn't true. Absolutely, this is the fix. We have to restore hormonal balance, fix the endocrine maladaptation. We have to change their habitual behaviors by changing their neural wiring, the relationship between the RAS, the PFC, and the EEM. We have to incorporate some type of functional movement that will be productive in restoring optimal function, not damaging connective tissue. We want to make sure that they have enough metabolic energy to fuel all the systems of their body so we can get systemic balance. We need cellular integrity, intelligence, and interactivity restored. And we need to detoxify the gut and the cell. So then I'll go, okay, guys, there it is. Good night. They can't do it. How could they do it? They see a patient for 9 minutes. That's why they need us. That's my point. This is why they need to connect with somebody like us. So now here's the bigger issue over the years for me. They go, okay, I'll connect with a personal trainer. I like what you say. But then I say, well, personal trainers don't know this stuff. So you guys do, and that's the point I'm really trying to drive home. Like, you are not just a personal trainer. You have this ability. So this becomes the power that you market. This is the difference between you and any supposed competitor, because who else can do this other than us? I want your thoughts on this. Can anybody answer that? Like, who else can do this other than us? I just told you, Arielle had a client, 21 days, she reversed all of her disease. She's like, oh my God, it's a miracle. Yeah, it is the miracle that you had all along. That's the point. So show this to your doctor friends. Tasso, show this to your doctor friends and say, hey guys, here's what you should do. they will hand this back to you so fast, they're going to go, I can't do this. But when we look at it, can we do it? Yes. All of it, yes. What do you guys think? Is this reasonable, or are you looking at this going, no, no, I'm just going to take people through their workouts?
It's definitely reasonable.
This is all part of the 21-day reboot. This is all part of the Alive program. This is part of the 55 days. So if we could get this strategy to everyone who's overweight and everybody low energy and everybody remass and everybody's permanently medicated and everyone who has chronic disease that is diagnosed or non-diagnosed, well, we could really change the world. So I realized in the 55 days that we have an opportunity to really connect as a team with this. We don't have to, but we can. So this concept, this model that I'm creating, is going to be built around the concept of an 8-week program. That's 56 days. Every 8 weeks, a new group begins. So if your group started yesterday, then today and for the 8 weeks that follow, all you need to do is sign up X number of people for the next one because they'll start on the same day. What is X number? It's up to you.
Now, Phil, originally, didn't you think of it as every 4 weeks you're going to start a program?
We can still start a program every 4 weeks. It'll just be two groups going at the same time. So as one group enters week 5, a new group would begin. So the difference is twice as much money. You get it, Tasha?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So it's an 8-week program, but if you want to, we can, as we're moving one group, 4 weeks later, assuming you have the numbers, start another group on week 1. Now remember, this is just preliminary. I don't need you guys to like, it's not a yes or no today. I just want you to kind of absorb this. And think about if you want to do something like this. The downside, I don't see any. The upside, unlimited income, and I mean it. I'm going to show you some numbers. So here are just some of the offerings. The way they come into, I'm going to call it a facility. So I'm building this around an 800 square foot footprint, and the truth is we could do it in half of that. We could do it in 400 square feet if we want. But years ago, I operated and taught people to build their business with this 800 square foot profit monster. So it's going forward with that model because it's super low overhead and limitless upside. So based on the new normal, in addition to the personal training that we've always done, I think we can offer virtual training for members, 30-minute sessions, $37.50, while somebody is on a program or an active member. Now, what I'm saying to you is, other organizations and entities are going to offer fitness subscriptions with unlimited classes for $8 a month, $12 a month. We can't compete with that, so I don't want to even try. Your meetings with them are coaching meetings. It's as if you're face-to-face. If you want to incorporate a workout, great. If you want to say, let me just see how you do a squat, let me do a quick assessment, great. But we're not calling these workouts. We're calling them sessions because it's not apples to apples. So when somebody goes, oh, well, I could sign up here for $25 a month, we're going to go, okay, if you want to do that. But that's not going to coach you through a program. I'm going to coach you through a program. You mean you're going to show me how to exercise? No, I'm going to coach you through nutrient intake, stress load, HPA access, recovery, microbiome, endocrine activity, neural wiring movement, systemic optimization, cellular integrity, and detox. Are they going to do that for $25 a month? No, I don't even know what you said. Okay. So there's a difference. This is the positioning. This is the separation. Nobody else will do this. Nobody. So you can train virtually, but I don't want that to be the crux of the business. It's not virtual workouts. It's coaching them through this strategy. When they first come in, they will pay for a program. So theoretically, if they come in October and your next program starts November 1st, they register for the program and they're signed up to begin November 1st. Can they come use your facility in October? No. Their first entry is for the program. If you have existing members and clients, great. They all get grandfathered in. You don't have to change anything with them. They're already generating revenue for you. But from the day you start this, Troy, even if it's in your existing footprint, everyone who comes in has to start with the program. If they go, I just want a training session, can't do it. We don't do that anymore. You can grandfather in everyone you've had before. If they want to bring a friend, great. But for this model to work, you can't have a menu of options. They all come in the same way they sign up for the program. So our next start date, November 1st, do you want to pay it in full now or give me a deposit of 50%? Those are the only options. Tasso, you with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. The program should include an intake and an outtake. My preference, they're done in person. Can you do it virtually? Yes. But the reason I see a virtual opportunity is so you can work with people who live 20 miles away, 30 miles away, 40 miles away. I think if people live close to you, they should come in. I think once we get past this fear, once we get past the disease and COVID, we should do hands-on assessments. We should do a flexibility assessment. We should do skin fold calipers. I think there's a value enhancement to that. Now, in the big picture here, I'm not thinking of a franchise. I am considering a license model where, just like we do right now for the reboot, a percentage of the program cost will go to me, and that keeps us very connected. So they'll get the program online, and they'll work with you on the sessions. Same way I do it with my trainers right now at Biohackers. So the program cost to me would be $125 or $250. Why would it be $250? Because you might charge $1,600. So if you charge $800 for the program, $125 to me. If you charge $1,600 for the program, $250 to me. All programs will go 8 weeks. We'll have a live component, and they can also be viewed as recordings if the people can't be on the live sessions. Now, here's the beauty of it. After they finish the program, they roll into your $79 a month membership on a series forever and ever and ever until they give you 30 days notice that they want to cancel. So nobody comes in to buy a membership. If someone goes, can I come buy a membership? No, not unless you do the program. So every one of your members has been indoctrinated through this program. There's nowhere else they can go. Every one of your members is a raving fan because they went through the 8 weeks and got results. And I'm telling you who the market is. It's not the people who are gym shopping. It's the ones who are taking metformin now. It's the ones who are walking around with brain fog trying to navigate their life drinking Red Bull in the middle of the day, not for a workout. Does this work? Yeah, it's what I'm doing. I want to do it in a smaller footprint. I want to do it without the spinning class and the yoga studio. I just want to do this now in 800 square feet.
That's where their $8 a month membership comes in, Phil.
What do you mean?
In other words, if a person says, you don't have spinning classes, no, you get that for $8 a month online with daily burn.
Yeah, no, I don't want to have spin classes.
No,
I don't.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, go do that somewhere else, and you still come to me for your program. Absolutely. I don't want to compete with anyone. I want to say we're going to give you back your own power. We're going to help you heal. We're going to get you off your meds. We're going to reverse your chronic disease. Well, can I just come in and train with you? Well, no, because that won't do it. You've got to go through the program. It's a very comprehensive program. How much is it? It's $800. And then after that, it's only $79 a month as long as you want to stay active. You never have to pay that big number again. And if you want training sessions, $37.50. If you're a member. Okay, so with that, just take a look at the preliminary summary. And next time, if you want, we'll go through the detail. I'll show you month by month how you build this up. Now, I'm using numbers here that don't necessarily have to be your numbers. You guys have it in front of you?
No, all I have is the multi-elements I received.
Oh. Did anybody get the spreadsheet? Nobody?
I got it. You're talking about the True Training Membership.
Yes.
Even Better Center?
Yep.
It came in a separate email from the other one, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the announcement for the call. I got it. Okay, got it.
Okay. So, again, this isn't customized. This is just kind of general. But I think as we discuss it, you'll get a sense of what the potential is. But here's what I would ask you to start with. So, Troy or Tony, you start by looking at your monthly nut, including your payroll and your own pay. So, you know, the first thing I would do is I'd sit down and I go, how much does it cost to run my studio every month? And then I would add 20% to it. So, you know, if the answer is $5,000, I would say, okay, $6,000. I'd just add 20%. So you want your membership to cover your monthly nut. So then everything else above it is profit. So that would be the ideal. That's without payroll, without marketing, because all of that's going to be a percentage of revenue. So this would be based on 125 memberships that you could have at the end of a year. You could do this with a $49 membership model or a $79 membership model. I want the number to be so palatable because right now what's happening is when people finish a program, if they're going to stay with you, they're going to sign up for training. And training, when you put a pen to it, is expensive, and sometimes that's the difficult part. So what if you could say you could get training for as little as $37.50, but you have to be a member? And membership is $79 a month, ongoing as long as you choose to stay a member. If you wanted to do it for $49 and that made sense for you, theoretically you can. 79 for me, lowest I'll go.
Now, Phil,
so at the end of a year, did somebody say something or ask something?
What are they receiving for the 79?
Well, you can decide that. So they can get continuous access to all of the programs, all of the webinars. They can go through it again and again and again if they want. They never have to pay the $800 again. They get to train with you for as little as $37.50. And then, Tasso, in your case, they would get access to a section of your gym, whatever you call this facility. So you would section off 400 or 800 square feet, put some specialty items there. For you, maybe they get a discount on the biohacks. Maybe they get 2 biohacks a month included. You know, you'd figure that out. But we would create an environment where they'd be crazy not to stay on for $79 a month. So, you know, I think if you and I brainstormed sitting in your facility, we'd figure this out easily and have fun with it.
Okay.
So I'm using the number 125, but again, you'll back into this based on what your monthly nut is. So at the end of a year, you have 125 members paying $79 each. I would cap it. I would say we're full. We don't have room for any other members. And I would build a waiting list. Now, you don't have to cap it at 125. You can say 150, 160, whatever you want. But I love this model because you reach a point where you go, we're full.
Nice.
How many programs do you need to sell a month? So I did this with the number 15. Personally, I would do 20 programs a month. So I would make sure that I could fit 20 people live in my place where I could do the initial kickoff, and then everybody would go through their own assessment. But I did this with the number 15. So you see that your program revenue is doubling your revenue from your membership revenue. So every time you run a program, let's just say 50% of the people stay on as members, that's how you build your membership. You're never selling membership at the door. They're going through your program, and at the end, you're saying, now you guys can stay active for only $79. So in the performers that I put together, I looked at a 50%, 50% roll forward into membership. I think it'll be closer to 90. And then training, I did this with 50 sessions a week. This would be 50 hours at $75 each. I think you'll do a lot more than that with 125 members. Now, I tried to consider this as if you want to be a one-man show or just you and an assistant or you and a manager or you and – it works no matter how you slice it. So in this very conservative revenue of only 15 programs being sold monthly, only 125 members, and only 50 training sessions a week, you're throwing off almost $40,000 a month in revenues. Now, I calculated rent at $30 a foot. I know in some of your areas that's realistic. In New York City, it's not. So you would have to adjust that number. Tasso, if you do this, I would literally sublet to myself.
Right.
What is fair market rent for you?
On my street, it's probably around $22 a square foot.
And would that be gross?
Yes.
That includes common area maintenance?
Yes.
Okay, good. So then this would be very realistic for you, right?
Yes.
So we're looking at a $2,000 rent. Payroll, I'm thinking if I had to staff the place 80 hours a week, 80 man hours, I could pay $15 per hour per person. Right now I pay my staff $12.50. If Bernie Sanders got into office, it would have to go up to 15 right away. So I'm preparing. Now, that is only if you're going to need to pay somebody because, you know, Troy, I know you cover a lot of the hours yourself. You know, Tony, I know that you do. So you could take that number and put it in your own pocket or a fraction of it. The next line item is just payroll-related expenses, workman's comp. Training commissions are a percentage of the training revenue. It's 0.55. So again, if you're doing, this is assuming you don't do any training, you'd pay that out. But if you do the training, that's your money. So understand, if you were a one-man show, with this model, you are keeping the $5,000 of payroll, and if you're going to do 50 sessions a week, you're keeping the $8,000 in personal training commissions. So it gives you some nice flexibility. If you hire somebody, great. Management payroll, I put in $2,000. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to find a manager for $2,000 a month, but I'm thinking your manager will also be a trainer. So your manager would be $2,000 a month plus the payroll hours at 15 that are already covered and a percentage of the training revenue. So you could probably pay somebody about $48,000 a year and still make this model work really well and have a manager. executive payroll, I just put that aside for you to put in your pocket. You know, if you decided I'm going to leave there and let the thing run itself, then you're just taking $2,000 a month. Now, are you going to get rich from that? No, but just realize your facility is running itself and you're getting $2,000 a month, plus the profit is yours. So if you're a one-man show or close to it, this is easily $100,000 plus for yourself. Program costs would just be what you pay me for the programs. Marketing, I calculate always at 8% of revenue. The reason I've learned to do that is because people make a massive mistake. When their revenues suffer, they spend more on marketing, and then they dig themselves a deep hole. So I do it in reverse. When revenues are strong, let's do more marketing. By the way, Monday, I have my first email blast based on zip code. So I'll let you guys know how it goes. I got 10,000 emails going out within my zip code for $500. So I'm excited about this. I mean, if I sell one membership, I made my money back. But I'll let you know after that happens. And then I put in some just miscellaneous stuff. And now we get to a line item that I want you to ignore right now because you don't need it. So we could take that $7,500 and add it to the profit. So this model, even with you getting paid $100,000, is throwing off $10,000 a month. If you don't want to take that money, that's $250,000. That you're building $250,000 business in 800 square feet. And you take it in a dividend at the end of the year. So this 800 square feet, if it's saleable, becomes worth $1.2 million. And then you could build a second one if you choose. Now, I'm not making this up. I mean, this is real. I'm taking what I'm doing now and just putting it in a different model, a smaller footprint. Now, let's go back to that number I asked you to skip. If you decide that you want to put in cryotherapy or hyperbaric oxygen or some of the things that I have in the biohacking center, you can. Because if you get to this in 10 months, you could afford $7,500 a month in equipment lease. So without taking more space, you could dramatically increase the value of the place you have and charge more for your biohacking or for your biohacking membership. I wouldn't buy the equipment outright. I would lease it. So you could get a PEMF chair, a cryotherapy setup, and a hyperbaric for $7,500 a month in lease. And you don't have to get those three, but I'm just saying, look at what you can do with this 800 square feet. So when I say to you guys, I see opportunity here, I'm drooling. And it's the most ethical business I've ever created. I mean, we're helping people get off their meds and helping them get healthy. The market is massive. There's no competition. What are your thoughts?
I still got to listen back to this and wrap my head around everything, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm hearing it. I'm hearing the numbers. And remember, was it 3 years ago or something like that when we were talking and you were saying, you know, maybe you should go and do presentations into the city and see if
I do.
Being... Right, yeah. And I'm still
I told you to put on a tie.
Tony wore a tie for a long time. Here's my challenge, is that I'm still reliant upon this too relied upon this list of people on Staten Island that really got involved in the program from the slim down. And as I've been reevaluating my market, I have got to create a better market. And to be honest with you, I'm a bit confused right now about how to go about that, you know, about really getting better qualified clientele.
Yeah. Well, you know, Tony, having grown up in New York, I grew up in Queens. I spent plenty of time in Manhattan. During the disco era, I spent lots of time in Brooklyn, Canarsie, Sheepshead Bay. I was born in the Bronx. My grandparents lived in the Bronx. When I was a kid, I went to the Bronx Zoo. I had no reason to go to Staten Island. And I think that's a part of, you know, people from around the country hear you're in New York and they go, oh, you're in New York. But you're in Staten Island, which I think Pete Davidson is now making famous. But prior to that, it was, how do you get there? Right? Oh, yeah, the ferry?
Yeah.
You got to take the ferry? But I think that your presence should reach all of New York and Long Island and Westchester. So when you have a model like this, they'll come to you because you're seeing them once at the beginning of the 8 weeks and then for the outtake. The rest could be virtual.
Right. Right.
So,
and,
yeah.
And to be honest with you, I know that I have to, if nothing else has created that, as I look, you know, from this standpoint, because obviously I'm not just considering where I am right now, but also what's the launching place for going forward, you know what I mean? And that's a big thing, which is going to require a big shift in my thinking, which, you know, is where I am. And then that's where I am when, you know, when I look at this.
And I remember your breakthrough to 125 a session. I remember that. It took a lot of thinking. That's what you have to do now. Is when I describe this, it sounds very complicated. The way that it exists in my head right now, it is so simple because I've run complicated businesses. You know, I mean, I've run health clubs where we had food and beverage, and I made it complicated. This is such a simple model. And I've done this before in some way, shape, or form. And the thing is, the only thing you could do with this is make money. Seriously, I mean, and help people. But, like, there's no pitfall here. It's really, in my mind, a perfect business model because the appeal is so strong, the promise is so strong, the offer is so strong, you can deliver, and you know you can deliver. And when you look at the numbers, it works. So when you say wrap your head around it, I think that's what you need to do, is really just kind of get comfortable with this and then lock it into your brain and say, I see how this model can work for me, because you're perfectly positioned for it. The only thing that can shut you down is your own flawed thinking.
Yep, and that's what I'm grappling with as you present it.
Okay, well, I'm as accessible as you want me to be. So, you know, I'll talk you through it. I'll answer any questions. I'll brainstorm it with you to anybody here. Is Heather on the call? I've been talking to Heather. She has an incredible property that she lives on. And she's going to do this whole thing with an added element of retreats. So I think that'll be awesome too, where all of us could actually end up once a year, twice a year going to Missouri. And you never thought that was in your future. To do these giant retreats. So everybody that we connect with through this program can be invited. All the people in the 55 days can be invited. So we could really build like just a massive, massive network with this program. Now, what I'm envisioning, and this doesn't have to be part of it, but it's a part of what helped me land here, is the way we did the 55 days, we do this. It's not a must. We don't need that. But I love the idea of once a week, Tammy shows up for everyone in the program, whether they're in Battle Creek or whether they're in Staten Island. Tammy shows up in their computer and teaches a supportive meal. And because there are eight chakras, seven chakras or eight chakras, depending how we look at it. Ariel shows up once a week and does a meditation. Everyone in the program can get to know Tasso and Tony and Troy and however you guys want to structure it. So I just think that adds appeal that we're all truly connected in the program, even with each other. So it doesn't have to be an everyday thing, but I just sort of think that adds enrichment to it and keeps us all connected. And not only are all our clients, but like we're all in week three at the same time. And what I'm creating are six off-the-shelf eight-week programs. They'll all really be built on the same strategy, but there'll be a little twist, kind of a theme to each one. So we all connect. And at least until Troy runs out of costumes, then we'll rethink it. So that's just an added benefit that we can do, certainly not a must. Anyone else? Tasso, any thoughts? Troy?
I have a couple questions, but if you've got an 800-square-foot facility, you've got 125 members, is there enough space for them and personal training?
But think of membership as connection with you. They don't even have to come to your facility.
Okay.
So they continue to get access to the programs as we run it. In other words, when they finish their 8 weeks, if they are a member, they can access all of the recordings forever. So if they join in November, they can join in on the webinars for the January program, the March program. That alone is worth $79 a month. Now, I said you guys have to decide what you include. But also
right.
For the membership, they get sessions with you for $37.50. They don't get that if they're not a member. So even if they were going to do like a session a week, they'd be foolish not to buy the membership.
Sure. Yeah,
and then we can decide. You could decide, like, they get a certain hour that they can come, you know, they block out, just like with a timeshare, a certain time they can come use your facility unsupervised. We'll brainstorm it. But to figure out how you can get 100 or 125 people to pay $79 a month and get value, easy.
Because, okay. I mean, this is the structure kind of that we talked about before a while back. But my trouble is just, has been in the past, getting a continuous number of people into the program. I mean, but I have been trying to structure a similar thing because of what we've talked about in the past to what you're doing here. And I think with the reboot would be perfect for me. I just can't seem to get the continuous roll of new people coming in. So that would be my only concern with this. But I'm not against it. I love the idea.
Hey, guys.
Hello?
Lightning again. So, Troy, you were starting to say this is like something you did in the past, and then I disappeared.
Okay. So I was talking to the group. Anyway, no, this is similar to what you had suggested in the past, and I love the concept. I would love to just do the reboot, run people through it continuously. My problem over the years of implementing this has just been a continuous stream of new people. So I would just
right.
need help, you know, especially if I'm going to shut everything else down and this is all I'm going to do. If that dried up, you know, and you're not taking any other way to make money, then that becomes an issue for me. But I'm
I don't think you should shut anything down. I think this stacks on top of it, and then when the day comes, you can either open another one or, you know, you'll decide then. But I wouldn't shut anything down. The other thing is we need to widen your appeal so people don't just think of you as personal training. They need to think of you as a place where they come, a human betterment center, a place where they come to get off their meds, to reverse disease. And I think positioning has been challenging for you because everything you do is about personal training. You know, so we just have to package it differently and start running different promotions and maybe, you know, create a different presence on your website, almost like a business within a business. Because, you know, yeah. Fit Pros, it sounds like for personal training, this is different. This is like you're struggling with your energy, you have brain fog, you're on medications, nothing's working. Come here.
Yeah, so I'm in as long as I can figure out how to get a continuous stream of new people every 8 weeks or four
yeah.
weeks.
That's what we all need to do. And we'll do this together. And, you know, the same thing is true with Tony. You know, he's in New York, very different than Battle Creek. But the same question, how does he get new people that have never heard of the Staten Island Slim Down? So this is really just preliminary. But if you like the idea, we'll figure out the other parts.
Oh, of course. I love it.
Good. Tasso, you had a head start because we had a conversation about this. Any thoughts now you want to share?
I've liked the integration of our what we now have as our biohacking center, and even a second tiered membership. That's like I think today we talked about $149.
Yeah.
My takeaway from this presentation today is, I would feel very comfortable. And really like to see the presentation that you do where you say, that shows about the original slide. I mean, sort of coach us up on that. Because I almost see that this gets off the ground by going to our friends who physicians who we have confidence with and say, hey, listen, let's have a 45-minute conversation here one day. Let me take you to lunch or whatever. And pull that sheet out and say, this is what I can do for you. After a year or two of talking to you, this is what I can do for you. Let's go through this, and basically your presentation, go through it. Tell me about this condition. How would you, what protocol?
You're talking about going to doctors. You're talking about going to a doctor. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about going to existing practices we work with,
presenting
right. this formal visual packet of what we could do so that now that we have a partner in going forward with this that helps us with our marketing.
Yeah, and by the way, in my pro forma that's specific to the one I'm going to build, I also have supplement, you know, Thrive revenue, but I also have IVs. That's the one medical thing that I would also include is IVs. So you don't have to, but if you have that medical affiliation, we could do that as well. So, yeah, that would certainly be one way to get some of the clients. I wouldn't become reliant on the connections with doctors, but that would be beautiful if we can have allies who send us people because – like I told you, when they look at that, they can't do it. They'll acknowledge that it works. they can't do it. So, yeah, that's a good idea. All right, so I'm going to leave you guys to digest, to think on it. As I told you, I'm completely accessible. You can email me. You can call me. You can text me. You can tell I'm excited about this. You know, Jason, you're certainly welcome to participate in this too. I know you just opened a new facility and you're busy with a lot of stuff, but if there's opportunity for a plug-in, I want to launch this beginning of October. I would do sort of a beta test in September. Seems far off, but it's not. And, you know, nobody can predict what's going to happen with the virus and social distancing, but if there is a benefit that we can take out of this season, it's that our market is growing and becoming more aware of the need for what we're about to offer. Any other thoughts, comments, questions on anything at all? All right. Then I will head out into this thunderous, horrible rainstorm. And until we speak again, be better, everybody. Bye-bye.